Mr. Katzenbach.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Nick.
Yes, Mr. President.
We get these FBI reports, and I've been reading them 20, 30 of them every day and night, and I told them that I wanted them to compile them all that involved just these riots and these difficulties that we'd had, and I wanted to take a look at them to see if there was any pattern, and if so, what it might indicate in the way of additional recommendations. They asked me at the press conference if that meant I was going to submit anything to Congress, and I said, well, we'll just have to see what the pattern of them is after take a look at them, but I want to put them all in connection with these various demonstrations over the country and disturbances. I want you to know that, and after they put them together, I want to take a look at them and get some your judgment and some independent judgment, and maybe have a little group look at it and see what recommendations we ought to make for District Columbia, and also for the rest of the how we handle it with governors and mayors and so forth.
All right, sir.
I don't imagine it'll be several days though before they get them together, but they send them to me. I guess I get, I don't know how many a day, but many of them. And I hope you don't have to spend more time than I do reading them.
I think some of the day. Maybe you get more than I have.
I don't think so. I haven't had a chance to sit down with you, but you're doing well, and you just keep it up, and I don't think I need to tell you anything I haven't already told you. I got complete confidence and faith and respect for you, and I don't have anything to advise you on how to do your job. You're doing it superbly, and always have since I first met you when you were drafting my executive order. So let's just keep going. But the first time that I get a second one, Taylor's not down and they're not shoving me to death, I'll sit down and we'll have lunch together.
Okay, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Hello.